Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the forecast for this new moon that's going to be occurring on May 7th or 8th, depending on where you live in the world. Before we get into the forecast for each life path number, just know that this is, of course, a general forecast. If you would like your own personal forecast or your own personal numerology reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below, and I would love to work with you. Okay, let's go ahead and take a look at each life path number and what to expect with this illumination for this upcoming new moon. Life path number 5. So you all are going to be working with the energy of the 7 and the 8 for this new moon. So you could see some greater or deeper understanding or greater clarity when it comes to the areas of money, resources, your finances, power, status, influence, etc. So the 7 asks us to go deeper. It asks us to go beyond the surface layer, beyond the illusion, to get to the truth of something. So there may be some area, you know, in your life that really you need to take a closer look at. You need to go beyond maybe what you're being presented with, go beyond your beliefs, your values even, to see the truth of the situation. So it might be, I don't know, this is just an example. It might be that something is coming in around your finances, and you're feeling like, I don't know, you can't make ends meet or whatever, and maybe you can't, but the 7 will help you to go deeper to find the solution, to find whatever it is that you need to do or to make adjustments with or to modify, or whatever action you need to take to see better results in that area. And sometimes it requires us to make some, some temporary sacrifices in order to get to the goal that we want to reach, right? So it just depends. That was just an example, but it can be really any area of your life. But the 7 is going to help you go deeper. It's going to bring clarity to a situation. Anytime we move through a 7 cycle, it can bring in the bigger answers to the bigger questions that we've been asking. So for you all, because it's sort of married to this energy of the 8 for this illumination, it's going to be around, again, power struggles, power dynamics, influence, you know, whether someone has influence over you or you have influence over another, your status could absolutely change at this time, whether, you know, you're getting a promotion or maybe you're deciding you want a demotion, right? Maybe you want to step back and take things a little bit less, or more slowly. Maybe you don't want that big CEO position. Maybe you really do just want things that will give you a greater balance between home and family, or between home and work, right? So the 7 kind of gets or forces you to get to the truth of whatever it is that you want to get out of the situation. And it brings the clarity and the foresight and insight into how to do that, right? Sometimes it can be uncomfortable. Sometimes it can kind of push us to step outside of what we know to be like acceptable or expected or normal, right? But it's going to be what's going to feel most true for us. So it's really beautiful energy, but it can kind of bring some surprises in the sense that, or some deeper realizations, right? That maybe you didn't know about yourself, or maybe you didn't know about what you want when it comes to these areas of life. Also, because it's 8 energy, there's something here about expertise and becoming the authority over some area of your life, whether, again, that's in career or how you show up to relationships or your relationship with money or whatever. And so the 7 can bring in greater clarity around those areas and how to do that. The other thing that I will say is when 7 energy comes through coupled with 8 energy, this is a great time to go to a workshop, take an online course, go back to school, do something that enhances and helps you to become that expert in the area that you're looking to become the expert. This is such a great time to do that. It's very much supported at this time. So this is all about coming up with solutions to areas that feel misaligned, and this is going to help you to get aligned in those areas so that you can feel like you can move forward and continue to, you know, move towards your greater visions. So beautiful energy here. What I love about this is because it's really for fives, sometimes your energy can be a little bit scattered. You can feel like more procrastination or less committed to things for the long term. And the seven and the eight together don't necessarily say you've got to like commit to something long term or whatever, blah, blah, blah. It's just saying you've got to figure out what you want to do, get serious about it, and then make it happen. And the seven and the eight in this cycle helps you to do that. But of course, you're the one that has to put in the effort and show up and make it happen. So, which you're more than capable of, and doing it in a really progressive, beautiful way. So I hope it's a great one. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.